G'day, Daniel. How are you going?
I'm doing all right. How are you? How's things gone since the rally season, since we last spoke, which was Canberra?
Yes, absolutely. So things have gone really good and not so good.
Okay. Oh, tell us the really good first.
So the really good one is we had round two of the Victorian Championship, based out of basically Warragul.
Yep.
So that went really well. We did have a few little issues and we didn't finish where we wanted, but we still gained lots of points and we showed that we had incredible speed, which was fantastic.
Now on the other side of the... Oh, sorry, yeah, go. Yep.
So on the downside, then we had the third round of the Victorian Championship where we didn't actually even start it. Unfortunately, the car was... It was based out of Marysville and the car was in Marysville, but it didn't come off the trailer.
I was going to say, by the sound of that, the car's in Marysville, but the driver wasn't. But it's a little bit more than that. A little bit more than that
as well. Yeah, driver was there. The service vehicle was there. All the service people were there. Everyone was there, but the car didn't leave the trailer. So it all started on the Wednesday before the event. We had it down, basically being tuned on a different fuel to combat some issues that we'd been having, and it didn't go to plan. So Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, I pulled the pin that we weren't going to be able to get the car going. But being as the rally started at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, everyone was already in Marysville, so I had no option but to go and spectate.
How frustrating was it to make that decision at the last second?
It was very frustrating. Unfortunately, I think I sort of knew that it wasn't going to work and it wasn't going to happen. I arrived in Melbourne at the Performance Centre at 8 o'clock in the morning and I worked without a break until 5 o'clock, at least trying to get the car going. And even if we converted it back to where we were at prior, it would have been good enough to do the event and I suppose in reality get a good position because it suited us really well. But frustrating, but it gives us time now to focus on making the car better and moving forward. Yes, it puts a bit of a burden on the championship, but all we got to do is do well for the rest of the year and we'll be right.
Are you mathematically out of the championship? Are you still in with a chance?
Yeah, still in with a chance. So we're actually sitting fifth outright still, and I believe we're second, maybe even still first two-wheel drive. So we're certainly not pushed out too far. Like, there's a long way to go, and rallying is a sport where anything can happen. Yep. Trees are a wonderful thing. So not in a good way. But, look, we do have the chance to drop basically two heats, which is essentially an event from the final point score. So at the end of the year, if we finish every other heat, we basically haven't lost anything. So we finish the six events for the year. We get to drop one event. That'll be Marysville, and we'll be right.
So tell us about the car. Tell us a little bit about the car. I'll assume that it's not your stock standard road car. I mean, it's obviously going to have some modifications to it. So tell us a little bit about the car.
Yeah, absolutely. So the car started its life as a 2013 Ford Fiesta ST. So the ST being the sports model with the 1.6-litre turbo engine. So the actual engine itself is quite standard, other than the fact that it's got bigger turbochargers, intercoolers, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's got a 6-speed sequential gearbox, which is awesome. So that I suppose if you imagine a VAT supercar with the lever that either pushes back or forward, you don't have a normal H-pattern gearbox. So that's really cool. And, of course, the car has a unique stance. So it's very wide. It's got big flares on it, similar to a World Rally car, all the new TCR cars that they're running at the moment. So not your standard Ford Fiesta by any means, but nonetheless, the actual original body is still there.
Now, Adrian Stratford joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Now, Adrian, how did you get into rally driving? I mean, I know a lot of kids growing up, they want to be a policeman, they want to be a firefighter, they want to be a doctor, nurse, whatever. How did you get into rally driving?
Yeah, so we got into rally driving basically through the Bendigo Car Club. So the Bendigo Car Club, based out in Bagshot, they've got a dirt track out there. So we started out there just doing some Kana crosses, which is basically a couple of kilometre track that you go out and try your hardest. So through there was quite a few people that were involved in rallying. So I sort of saw that and was quite interested. One thing led to another. We went to our first, basically our first rally to spectate. And everyone in the rally community is so open and willing to help. So I only had to ask a few people about the sport, and I had enough information to get into it.
Oh, cool. And of course, with all motorsports, it is quite expensive. No doubt you've had some wonderful supporters along the way who are still with you now.
Yes, absolutely. So our sponsors are the main reason that we still are doing it and doing it at the level that we have been. So thank you so much to all our sponsors. A few of those are actual local Bendigo business as well. So Bendigo Specialist Brake and Clutch is probably the one that's been with us for the longest. Stohai, a local storage solution business, and our other sponsors from Australia-wide, which is Exceedy Clutches, Zestino Tyres and Flash Motorsport.
All right, so just very quickly, when's the next round?
The next round of the Victorian Championship is early August, yep. And round three of the Australian Championship is early July in Tasmania.
Well, we look forward to seeing you anywhere on the rally track, Adrian. Really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
Adrian Stratford there joining us. It is Gold Central Victoria.